Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Welcome to this special bonus episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Christina Sidham, Digital Content Director at Total Retail, and I'm joined today by Joe Keenan, Editor-in-Chief. Two of us are going to discuss a recently published report from Total Retail titled How-To Guide for Doing BOPIS and Curbside Pickup Right. The report is sponsored by Radial, the leader in omnichannel commerce, technology, and operations. So Joe, can you share some of the key highlights from this report for our audience?
Yeah, thanks, Christina. So the growth of omnichannel fulfillment programs such as Buy Online and Pickup in Store, also known as BOPIS, and curbside pickup of online orders has really been an industry trend that we've been seeing for several years now. That trend has really reached a tipping point, though, in the last year plus as the COVID pandemic has led consumers to seek out safer, contactless shopping experience. So as that consumer adoption of these programs has risen in the last couple of months, it also figures to continue post-pandemic. For retailers, it's all about giving the convenient, flexible options for customers to shop with your brand, and that's including picking up of online orders. So I want to give you a couple data points that kind of illustrate this trend. First, according to Accenture Strategy's Holiday Shipping Study, which was released in December 2020, 65% of retailers either offer BOPIS or curbside pickup or both, and that compared to 52% that did so in 2019. And then the second one I wanted to cite was that of the percentage of top 500 North American e-commerce retailers offering curbside pickup jumped from just under 7% in December 2019 to over 43% in August 2020. So really just a tremendous leap there in terms of the retailers offering curbside pickup.
And to your point, Joe, programs such as BOPIS, Curbside, Buy Online, Return in Store, or BORIS are now expected from consumers. They've gone from a nice to have last year to now a must have for retailers in order to compete. So with that in mind, what can retailers do to improve existing BOPIS and curbside programs in the future?
Yeah, so a couple things I would point out. First, you have to keep in mind that these omnichannel fulfillment programs have many parts, you know, from supply chain, inventory management, order management, store operations, et cetera. And all those parts need to be working together to provide the seamless, easy experiences that customers are looking for. Therefore, for retailers to enable that, they need technology systems that can integrate these various data points. And the data points I'm talking about here are customer data, inventory data, order data. And these are all involved with fulfilling orders across multiple channels, such as online and then into store. So for example, having integrated inventory and order management systems that are being updated in real time with BOPIS and curbside pickup orders ensures that correct inventory counts are being displayed to both customers and employees, allowing for these seamless transactions to take place.
And for retailers, part of optimizing the experience is being able to measure current performance levels. So what are some of the areas that retailers should be looking at when evaluating the current performance of their BOPIS and curbside programs to see where they can improve?
Yeah, there were a number of metrics and areas we cited in the report that retailers should be carefully examining. The first one I would note is the percentage of overall sales that are either BOPIS or curbside pickup. And then kind of the second piece of that is that number, is that percentage of orders increasing as your programs mature? It should be if you're offering a convenient and good experience. The second one I would call out is your website conversion rate, and specifically, are more shoppers converting online since you've given them the option to pick up their order, their online order at a local store? Another one to keep in mind is your repeat purchase rate. You know, this one is what percentage of your BOPIS and or curbside pickup customers are coming back to your brand and purchasing again using these same services. And then, you know, you also want to keep in mind, how does that number compare? Does it compare favorably or unfavorably to your overall e-commerce site's repeat purchase rate? Then the next one is customer satisfaction scores. So you want to ask your BOPIS and or curbside pickup customers about their level of satisfaction with their purchase experience. This can be done through Net Promoter or other survey-based tools. Another area to examine is your speed of fulfillment. So you want to be doing this on an individual store basis. You want to be tracking how long it takes for BOPIS and curbside orders to be picked by a store associate, packed, and be ready for the customer to pick it up. This time really should be pretty consistent across your entire store network. That's, you know, if the training has been done on a store-wide and company-wide basis, it really should be pretty consistent. And then a couple others I would mention are accuracy of fulfillment. So, you know, you want to make sure that the speed of fulfillment isn't coming at the expense of accuracy. So, for example, you want to identify stores that have high rates of what is known as split shipments, which is when a store receives an entire BOPIS or curbside order to fulfill, but it has to outsource part of that order to another store because not all the materials or products are in stock. And then the last one I would cite is the return rate for your BOPIS and curbside orders. This metric closely aligns with the point above on accuracy of fulfillment. You want to be measuring whether store employees are receiving the correct customer order and inventory data. And if they are getting the correct data, that will help minimize product returns.
So we've addressed multiple points related to retailers' BOPIS and curbside pickup programs. What are some best practices that retailers can take away from this episode and our conversation?
Yeah, there are a couple of things I would mention, and these again are included in the report that we just published. The first would be that you want to be collecting the right data, and that includes customer data, inventory data, and as well as order management data. This information will help to identify your program's strengths and weaknesses. The second one is to invest in technology systems that integrate this data, this customer data, inventory data, and order data, in order to facilitate the seamless BOPIS and curbside purchase experiences that customers have increasingly come to demand. Technology such as order management systems, inventory management systems, and predictive analytics tools provide the level of inventory visibility in real time that's really critical for any successful BOPIS or curbside pickup program. The third one I would mention is collecting customer feedback. I mentioned this earlier in the episode, but you want to really be asking your customers what their experience has been like. And you know, with that information, you can then make program improvements, of course. So post-purchase surveys, which can be sent via email or text message, are a great way to learn about your customers' experiences. A couple more that I wanted to cite was one is to conduct self-audits. So you want to be testing the BOPIS and curbside pickup experience, and you want to be testing different store locations, different pickup options, such as in-store versus curbside, placing orders on different days of the week and times of day, different products, take a wide variety and helps you get a broader scope of your overall performance. And then the last one I would cite is implement continual employee training. And this is particularly important for your store level associates, whose roles are really changing significantly with the introduction of BOPIS and curbside pickup.
Thanks for sharing that great information, Joe. So for our listeners, if you'd like to learn more about how your company can improve its BOPIS and curbside pickup programs, go to mytotalretail.com/resources and download your copy of How-To Guide for Doing BOPIS and Curbside Pickup Right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcast for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.